Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something fundamental. Taking care of your body. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You push yourself hard, chase deadlines, scroll through endless feeds, and then wonder where all your energy went. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget about the one thing that makes it all possible. This amazing vessel we call a body. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, celebrates pushing limits, and often overlooks the basic need for rest and rejuvenation. But here is the truth. Your physical health isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good, thinking clearly, and having the energy to actually achieve those goals you're chasing. So, how do we bring this ancient Stoic wisdom into our modern lives? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationship with your body. First up, understand that your body is a temple. This isn't some cliche fitness poster saying. It's about recognizing the inherent worth and value of your physical form. Treat it with respect, nourish it with wholesome food, move it regularly, and give it the rest it needs to thrive. Think about it, you wouldn't let your car run on fumes for weeks and expect it to perform at its best, right? Second, practice mindful movement. It doesn't have to be grueling gym sessions or marathon runs. Think brisk walks in nature, stretching sessions that feel good, dancing to your favorite tunes, anything that gets you moving and feeling connected to your body. This isn't just about physical fitness, it's about cultivating awareness of how your body feels, what it needs, and how it responds to different activities. Third, fuel your body with intention. You wouldn't put low-grade gas in a high-performance engine, would you? So why subject your body to processed foods, sugary drinks, and empty calories? Choose whole and processed foods that nourish your cells, give you sustained energy, and make you feel good from the inside out. Fourth, prioritize rest and recovery. This is where many of us fall short. We hustle, grind, and push ourselves to the limit, forgetting that our bodies need time to recharge and repair. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Take breaks throughout your day to stretch, relax, and simply be present in the moment. Finally, listen to your body's signals. It's constantly communicating with you through subtle cues, fatigue, aches, cravings, even changes in mood. Pay attention. When you feel a twinge of pain, don't ignore it. When you're craving something sweet, ask yourself if you're truly hungry or just bored. Your body is your guide, learn to trust its wisdom. Now, let me share a quick example that might resonate with you. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, the kind that can make or break your career. You've been working late nights, fueling yourself on coffee and takeout, and pushing through fatigue. Sound familiar? You get to the day of the presentation, feeling drained and overwhelmed. Your mind is foggy, your body aches, and your usual confidence feels shaky. That's what happens when we neglect our physical well-being. When we ignore our body signals, it ultimately impacts our mental clarity, focus, and performance. But here is the flip side. Imagine if you had prioritized sleep, movement, and healthy food leading up to that presentation. You'd walk in feeling energized, focused, and ready to rock. See, taking care of your body isn't just about looking good, it's about performing at your best in every aspect of life. It's about having the energy to pursue your passions, build strong relationships, and make a real difference in the world. Remember, you are not just what you think, but also what you feel, and what you feel is deeply intertwined with how you treat your body. So, what's one small step you can take today to show your body some love? Maybe it's going for a walk, enjoying a nourishing meal, or simply taking a few minutes to stretch and breathe deeply. Every little action counts. Keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts on social media using #fortitudefirst. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other to live our best, healthiest lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.